And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll, recorded while the roof is being redone and there are 50 meetings occurring. So, you know, things are important and dusty. Anyway, that was Bad Times with their monster hit, Look On My Leather, from the reissue that came out of their seminal LP, which you can get from the Geniuses at Gonner, I believe. And now I'm going to play some songs, because that's what I'm going to do. This is from a compilation that just came out. It is an Australian band I am obsessed with called Parsnip.
Yeah. In love again, it's been like this before. I'm in love again. This time's true, I'm sure. Don't end up like an Andy Wonder. I've been hurt so many times before. So my darling, I will never leave you. It's in my heart to always love you more. Drives me so wild, I just can't explain. Although I'm not a child, so I would cry if you ever left me. Maybe 'cause you're all I'm living for. With every heartbeat I want you madly. It's in my blood to always love you more. Till the razor cuts.
So that was Amy and the Angels from the Making Waves comp, I Hate Being in Love. Before that, we had the Marine Girls from their Peel session with a cover of the Buzz in Love Again. And before that, Booba and the Shop Assistants from the first Shop Assistants record, Something to Do. I'm completely obsessed with that record and I really, really need it. If anybody has one and they so desperately want to send it to me, I will be Your Dearest Companion. Then for that, we had, as I mentioned, Parsnip from Australia with It Couldn't Be True. I look forward to future recordings by them because I'm completely obsessed. And now we are going to play some records from the recent releases bins. This is Typical Girls, the comps that a worker Camille puts together. They're really sick. Lots of really cool women-identified musicians all over the place, genre-wise and country-wise. So this is S or ES. I never know how to say it, but they are from London and maybe Glasgow now. I'm actually not sure, but I really like him. This is called Unsavory Union.
Just let go.
So that was Midnight Minds from the 45 that just came out on a label I can't read the writing of, but that song is called Stations. And then for that, I played Lithics, Photograph You Of, and that is from the 45 that just came out on Thrilling Living. And then I played Cremaleras before Lithics with Mercado Negro, which is on Sintas Pepe and Thrilling Living. And Donkey Bugs, who I think is people from Homo Stupids and Pleasure Leftists. That song's called Three Times Fast. It's on Fish Records. And the first song in the set was Ez with Unsavory Union. And now we are going to play a song, a record that I would have put in my top 10, but I somehow spaced and missed it. But this is really cool. It's on Static Shock from London. The band is called Cold Meat. I hope and pray that they are named after the Electric Eel song, because that is an anthem for our times, defining generations. And this song is called Nice Girls, and the band is called Cold Meat, and you are going to enjoy it.
Always be a nice girl.
All right, so that was Pineapple R&R with Rain Cage. And that, I think, is on Lumpy, but I could be wrong. But, you know, there you go. Pineapple R&R. Table Sugar from the incredible new record that you should get immediately. They have two. There's one that's a record of their tape, and then the other one is their album, and they're both incredible. They're from Olympia. They rule. That song's called Baba Yaga. Then Warm Bodies from Typical Girls. I Need a Doctor. Then Neon, who are Bay Area locals with their hit Neon. Hopefully Neon will have a record or something coming out. Who knows? It's a mystery. But I think maybe they're going on tour soon and you should check them out. That was also on Typical Girls. And then, as I said before, Cold Meat started out the set with Nice Girls. And now on to the next. This is FUK. It's a Hozak reissue. The song is called Roadkill.
Thank you.
Whoa, so that was Tough Customer with a real jam band track called Soul Patch from their new 45, which is on Sweet Rot Records. Then the collective we, meaning me, played Stefan Christopher from this record that's on the same label as the Midnight Minds I played earlier. And really good, kind of reminds me of some old Silk Breeze stuff. That song is called Bra City Dilemma. Prior to Stefan Christopher was Private Sector with Survival Is Killing Me. That is a record that, again, evaded my top 10. I totally would have put it in last month. Really good. I think it's on a Norwegian label, but the band's from Germany. And then Lavender Flew with Floorlord. Lavender Flew currently making people hysterical in the MRR compound. Before that was Stiff Love with Up In Your Room and FUK with Roadkill. And now we're going to listen to a beautiful narrative of this.
Thank you for tuning into Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock
around the world every week for free.
If you liked what you heard, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
Yes! God, I'm so stoked!
For more information about this radio show, check out our website,
radio.MaximumRockandRoll.com.
Email us requests or comments, radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
If you'd like to be considered for review in the magazine or play on this radio show,
send two copies of vinyl
or one copy of CD-only release annual cassettes
to MRR P.O. Box 460760, San Francisco, California
94146
in the U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is edited by Kalu, and we have a clean version of the show available thanks to John Pons.
Hey, so actually, despite that, Maximum Rock and Roll is edited by Brandy because Kalu moved back to Europe. So just wanted to add that. And now we're going to have the album of the year for me so far, I think, is the Patois Counselors. This is the third time that we've played it on the radio between me and Miranda. And I don't think that that's enough. So maybe we should, Eli and Mitch should have a radio show too. So we can really get to the bottom of this. Anyway, really get to the bottom of it.